The U.S. already exports coal, gasoline, diesel fuel, and even some natural gas. But crude oil is off limits.
The Middle East war produced developments all over the world today. The oil-producing countries of the Arab world decided to use their oil as a political weapon. They will reduce.
You may or may not remember the Arab oil embargo of 1973, but part of its legacy is a federal law banning exports of crude oil to keep this energy source at home. 40 years later, things are changing dramatically.
I think you have an opportunity right now where the United States has the cheapest energy in the world.
Phil Rinaldi is CEO of Philadelphia Energy Solutions. The refinery in South Philadelphia has become the single largest consumer of crude oil from North Dakota, where the Bakken Shale is producing less than 1 million barrels a day. Rinaldi wants to keep it that way.
That's the America that I like. The one where we are treated like a colony, and we take our natural resource and we ship that overseas, allow someone overseas to add value to it, and then sell us back higher priced products. That doesn't sound like that's progress for the country. But, you know, for the sake of being clear, it's also good for my business for those crude to stay here.
Rinaldi won't be shy speaking up as the debate begins in Washington. But it's clear he and other refiners will be in the minority, as most of the oil industry wants to lift the export ban. John Felmy is chief economist with the industry trade group, the American Petroleum Institute.
We fundamentally believe that it's markets that should make these decisions, not political decisions that were made 40 years ago.
Many American refineries aren't designed to process the kind of light, sweet crude oil that's coming out of North Dakota, the kind at the heart of Philadelphia Energy Solutions' business plan. Europe is hungry for it and willing to pay more. Felmy says there's enough American oil to go around.
So we need to go back and rethink what it is like today. We're no longer in a period of energy scarcity. We're moving into an area of energy abundance.
Much of the debate will center on what's going to happen to oil prices. Refiners like Rinaldi argue that lifting the ban will make crude oil more expensive, ultimately raising prices at the pump. The American Petroleum Institute says if oil prices go up, it'll stabilize the market and encourage domestic producers to keep drilling.
It's more like moving money from one industry to another industry. It's just a standard economic battle or elbow wrestling match.
Philip Verleger is an oil economist based in Colorado. He says oil producers see an opportunity to make more money, so they're going for it, at the expense of certain refiners. Verleger doesn't think it'll pay off, but consumers might win out in the end.
There is almost in this a be careful what you wish for, you may get it element. And if they lift the ban on exports, crude prices could drop down and consumers could see lower gasoline prices.
With a divided Congress facing midterm elections, the battle is bound to be long. Having the debate at all shows just how much about America's energy situation has changed in 40 years. I'm Katie Colinari, State Impact, Pennsylvania.